Yeah.
to say how fulfilled your life is. So
Yeah, sure.
okay.
It kind of does make sense, doesn't it? Because when we get into the end of meeting, we're kind of talking about action and design as opposed to background. Everything I have is kind of background.
Going on already here? Like in this meeting then, if we well, just recap on the minutes from the last meeting. We decided on our target group.
That sounds.
So if you have the three presentations, and then if you have anything to kind of that you know you're going to want to discuss, maybe just make a note of it, and then we'll have all the discussion at the end.
Sure.
And so
Okay.
if we start off with Andre, and then Craig, and then David. Is that
Sure.
okay? And then after that, we'll have to make some decisions about
Yeah. Why don't I get that?
I should also point out that the kind of the final objective of this meeting is to reach a decision on the concepts of the product.
Okay. All right, so is it function F8? Come on. I think it's working. Okay, great. So let me just start this. Okay, great. So let's move on. Oh, where did it all go? It's not good. Okay, let me just see where I can find it. This looks more like it. I think I just opened up the template. Sorry about that. Okay. All right. So let's have a look here. Okay. So this was the method that I've taken. Basically, what I want to do here before we get into it too far is I want to show you all the background information I have that I think we need to acknowledge if we want this to be successful. And then sort of go through some of the way that I've dealt with that information and then sort of bring us all together into it to see sort of see how this fits in with the overall vision. So I've tried to take a whole lot of market research and summarize it for us, and then I identify trends that are sort of in sync and are important to our project plan that we have so far, and then initiate a kind of discussion on design options so that it sort of helps us to narrow in on aspects that will inform other elements of the project. Does that make sense? That sort of strategy. I thought that that will impact on the rest of what we do, so that's why I suggested we get in this. Okay, so out of different figures and ratings of people in general, consumers in general, the number one thing that was found was that the television remote control had a fancy look and feel, okay, and not, it specified, not a functional look or feel, fancy. However, this is where we kind of have to be very, I think, creative about it. Number two was that it be innovative. Okay, so that tells me that we have to find a way to be innovative without adding just unnecessary sort of functional bits to it. And third priority for ease of use. So again, that kind of gives us a general picture of how it has to be quite user-friendly while still having technology. So I'll just say right away as a bit of a foreshadowing into how we proceed with this in terms of marketing. Is that I think what we should think about is how the about how the innovation contributes to the look and feel and not so much to the functionality of it. For example, like when you pick it up and push it, like it all lights up or something, you know what I mean? Like, or it's got something else to it that just seems innovative, because obviously the thing, the message here is ease of use. So how do you make innovation, make something more easy to use? Well, that's, I guess, where we're going to go with this. Okay, then there's the other aspect of the market research I have here is on fashion style, okay, which, as we've agreed, is a priority. Top European fashion trend that I read about says there's this emerging theme of fruit and vegetables, okay, especially in clothes and furniture. And when I first saw that, I thought, well, do we want to actually try and think about this trend and how we add something to it, or we get right into it, or we completely steer away from it? Do you know what I mean? My feeling is that we do want to observe this trend, but we want to think also about the fact that it sort of has to fit in with something which is not specifically electronics. Because I think what we're in is partly sort of home decor, partly something like a computer. So I think we might want to be careful about how, you know, how quickly we create like a remote control in the shape of an apple or something. I think that would be pushing it. And then in terms of material trends are for things to be soft and spongy and sort of, you might say, ergonomic or friendly to handle, which also indicated that last year this was not the case. So probably a lot of the competition on the market will be still in last year's mode. So if we try and really capitalize on that, I think that'll be in our favor. So this is the summary of everything. Style is number one thing in the market of who we're selling to. Innovative design technology is also a must in that it be seen to be cutting edge. But ease of use has to be ensured throughout. That was like the number three thing. And then at the end there, vibrant natural colors. That's the way I interpreted it anyway. Softness in materials, shape and function. And so I've written at the bottom to give us sort of a context of discussion, Mac iPods, something which is, I'd have to say, very high tech, 10 gigabytes or whatever. But when you hold it in your hand, there's like no buttons. You know what a Mac iPod is? I'm thinking, however, Mac iPod is sort of last year's because it's very hard and sort of glassy and glossy. So I'm thinking if we imagine that we're taking some of the features of a Mac iPod and we're then making it more of like a comfortable type of, or more of like a maybe more vibrant, friendly thing to have. And then, so this is, with all that information, what I'm suggesting in this slide here is that we take these ideas, and as we get into more sort of production side of things, that we think about shape, materials, and themes or series that go throughout, sort of like, I don't know, like we think of some kind of a theme that unifies it all, that we agree on, sort of like a marketing identity. Does that make sense? Yeah. So like I threw out a few ideas there just to kind of get us thinking along those lines, like lemon, lime, I don't know, green colors, whatever. Just an idea, because I'm thinking that some of these ideas will seem quite coherent if we use them in terms of their, what people associate them with in terms of texture, shape, colors, things like that. Like the ones which I'm most fond of in terms of giving like a theme to it would be like lemon or something like that, you know, something which is like you see a lot in other areas. Like I see lots of websites and things that seem to associate with like lemon and lime. So anyway, just an idea. I'm thinking maybe we could incorporate some of these features into a fairly into something which seems to have something to it which is almost gimmicky, because like something to do with like lighting within it, like, you know, just this in the simple sense, when you pick up a phone and touch a button, it lights up. Usually the buttons light up. How can we build on that? Maybe like it could light up in different colors or something, or people could buy the control and then it comes with different like covers or something. So anyway, that's all I have, but hopefully we can revisit those ideas when we get into what we do. Yep. Did you press F8? Yeah, okay. Do we have a corporate color scheme? I didn't know. Okay. 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 Yep.
And we've got an email from the research department, and they said voice control can now talk back if you ask it a question. Mm-hmm. So it could be good to have them confirm any action you take. Any other problems about it? I don't know where the slogan could go, or really what the slogan is. I think it's flashing the electronics.
Yeah.
Great. Lots of good information there. It's a shame the cable wasn't just in the middle of the table. Just all. takes a second, doesn't it?
They're standard, aren't they?
Yeah.
No.
The other ones are a solar powered cell, which may not be a great idea in Europe or in any country that has seasons, because half the year you need it. So, like what I said, you probably need like a battery and something else. And the kinetic one, I guess for me, is the most interesting one because it's movement and people like to fiddle with their. And it's a nice sales gimmick, I think, from a marketing gimmick. It's a technology thing, it's a shake it. It doesn't work, shake it, knock it, or something, you know.
Yeah.
Balls where you bounce the ball and it lights up and it goes, you know, that might be a gimmick combined with rubber. You know, just to, if you get frustrated with remote control, you can throw it, kind of, you know, just to. In terms of comfortable, not
so small you can't, you know, like a phone or something, too small for. And the other thing is from a production point of view, the less components we use and the simpler the components means you reduce your cost and you increase your profit.
Mm-hmm.
And also the time to market and the complexity of developing,
mm-hmm.
designing,
mm-hmm.
and debugging
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just go back and talk about some of the restrictions. The user interface restrictions basically means that if you use more complicated features, like the buttons are standard, okay, the LCD panel and the scroll wheel, you need more complicated logic. The case, okay, with a rubber case, you can't have the solar panels. Okay, with the titanium case, let me just check that. The titanium case can't be curved, it has to be square.
Okay.
Okay, there's no restriction on the plastic.
It can't be curved.
It can't be curved.
Okay.
So that's, again, I don't think you can use them in a combination.
Okay.
Especially the titanium, I suspect they're very fixed to a particular need. So mixing them may not be a good idea.
Okay.
Question on, can I ask a question? Okay. Can we power a light in this? Can we get a strong enough battery to power a light?
I think we could because the LCD panel requires power, and the LCD is a form of a light.
Okay.
So
maybe one of the things we can just try and include is a really good battery.
What kind of light do you want?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking it might be that for this to be a high-tech thing, it's going to have something high-tech about it, and it's going to take battery power. And to make that a realistic goal, I think one of the issues that will come up later is, can the battery power it?
Thinking of a light in the sense of light, or a light in the sense of
illuminate the bottoms.
Kind of
yeah, glows. Well, I'm thinking along the lines of you're in the dark watching a DVD, and you find the thing in the dark, and you go like this, and that's what everybody does. Always the volume button in the dark, and you just touch it, or you just pick it up, and it lights up, or something, like a phone. Yeah, yeah. Whereas with phones, people charge them once a week.
Yeah.
We're going to need to put in a really good battery so people don't have to charge their remote control every few days. But are people going to want to shake their movie controller?
It's probably sensitive enough when you fiddle it.
Right.
So
sure.
You could trigger that to a light, like you said, the bouncing, or you could trigger that to use that to power
it. Okay.
As opposed to,
right.
So when they pick it up, right, and then that sort of triggers
mm-hmm.
the
noise.
Okay.
Great. Well, let's just relate that to the marketing ideas for start. It's giving an idea on the time for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
So
okay.
Back to your idea of like incorporating the idea of like fruit and veg and
yeah.
the corporate colour and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, once I really think about, does anybody have any ideas of like how we can fit all that in together? I mean, that's kind of the user interface type of thing. What are your thoughts on that?
What's that?
About how if you have a bright colour, you'll not use it so much.
Yeah.
And when the corporate colour is yellow, I mean, if you think about the colour of the corporate colour.
Okay.
And then obviously the materials. But has anybody got like an overall picture in their mind about what might work?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking that what we need to do is have something that kind of unifies a lot of the different concepts. And if we think that what we are, what our number one marketing motive is the look and feel. So for the look and feel to seem coherent and not just sort of bits and pieces of concept and technology or whatever, or fashion, then we should have it kind of come back to one thing that we kind of all sort of can visualize. Maybe what we could do is think about a concept which touches back to the color. You said company color, yellow. I mean, if we think of something like, I was saying also lime, or lemon, you know, what can we come up with something where we try and associate it with like the series? We just come up with something like that. We kind of use it as a theme to inspire the shapes and things. Yeah.
Choice of material. So I was kind of thinking about as well, I know how you get these shock resistant mobile phones, and they're plastic, but they have sort of like rubber on the outside. It kind of feels kind of warmer to the touch, feels
a bit
more comfortable. Maybe you could incorporate plastic and rubber into it, and then we could have curved shapes. Because winter titanium, yeah, it's going to have to be boxy and rectangular, and I think we might be moving away from that, you know.
No, 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 not at all. It's more just that we think about like what it is we're trying to achieve, and then we have one sort of theme that we stick with. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Well, so thoughts about the actual shape of the
thing? Right. Yeah. Can we? Yeah, like to and like. Do you have a? Can you like? Yeah, just so we can visualize it. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What would it achieve? When you mentioned LCD, I was thinking, I wonder what that would be about. And the thing I could see it helping with would be if it was somehow connected with listings. So as you scroll through, because we said we might have a jog dial, so as you scroll through your stations, it actually tells you what it is. Right. Okay.
I'm not saying there's no need for an LCD display, but it's what would it tell the user, because the LCD tends to be an output as opposed to an input. So does the remote control need to talk back to the
Not really.
We have the option of the speaker as well. The same thing goes for the speaker. Is there a need for the remote control to talk back?
Yeah.
No.
Could put a game on it.
control.
Well, I was just. I've had kinetic things before, and the one issue we need to keep in mind with them is that you're committing the user to moving it, and
like
watches, yeah, sure,
so
okay, right, okay, support for it. I mean, just it's just worth pointing out because like I've known people to have kinetic watches that they wear all the time, and it's just like magic because it's always powered and there's no battery. I've also known people to have things like a jewelry watch they wear from time to time, and they eventually just say it's just too much of a nuisance because I don't wear it all the time. Well, the remote control is similar. You're away on vacation, I don't know, whatever, you something, and it just starts to get worn down. So we should think about
it. If you're away and you're not using it, then you're not using any power or whatever. So you have the battery as the kind of to keep it ticking over.
Yeah. And this size here, I'd suggest this be small,
yeah,
like quite small. I mean, one of the things running through my mind right now, I realize we're being efficient to wrap up the meeting and have lots of decisions made, but we are leaning quite a bit to the side of being low-tech, rubber buttons, plastic frame. It's almost like we're reproducing the same old remote control that's out there. Should we think about how we are actually getting this high-tech, user-friendly theme? Like, what is it that we're using to achieve those goals? Like, okay, so backlighting, that would be good. Yeah, clear that. Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that'd be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or there might be a light running through like a mouse.
Sure.
You know, you have cordless mice and they don't need that much power.
Yeah.
So the power battery in that sense.
Yeah.
One or two strategically placed lights.
Sure.
That sort of.
Yeah, they emanate a light through it.
Yeah, but because the case is transparent, so it
Kay.
Gives it a little bit of a glow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that we've committed ourselves to achieving is simplicity. And so I'm thinking, maybe should we try and think about having something like some kind of an innovative concept about how the volume and the channels are controlled, because that's the main thing people just want to do. Could we use like a jog dial, like a nice just sort of round somewhere on it where you just roll it? Or yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we do it like a mouse then?
That's a very unnatural motion. To, yeah.
Okay.
Can you imagine you have to scroll a lot? It might work for volume.
Yeah.
And maybe some of the brightness controls and stuff like that, but not for channels. Where if you have a televis box, you've got like
mm-hmm.
12 channels, you've got 50 channels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
It's confusing to the, I don't know, restricting large language channels, you do have to skip the channel button.
Yeah.
But usually tend to want to use that, and once they lose out in their user experience, they're like,
okay.
Because that becomes the most accessible.
Okay.
But that's not a bad thing, is it? Because if you think about it, the alternative is to go push the button.
Yeah.
Jog dials are much easier than that.
Okay.
You just roll.
Right. Well, would you need to make a decision whether you want to incorporate the jog dial in not so quickly? I'm all for them, actually. I think they're quite easy,
yeah.
Very quick to use.
Yeah.
So, does anybody oppose the idea of incorporating one into the design tool? No. The other thing was, can we think of any way of getting the slogan into this thing?
Yeah, like, I mean, if we keep coming back to this board here, I wouldn't be surprised if we could take this idea. Imagine that, I don't know, that it's within the shape of the hand, it's quite small.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's small, and that we've got like the slogan somewhere like on the casing at the side.
Well, if we
can, and that,
that
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, isn't that what we just said we just have to decide now? Yeah, and then like a jog dial somewhere that fits in with the shape of it, like, I don't know, like here, in with
that. That might have one problem in terms of.
Yeah, we get bumped. This doesn't really fit with your hand. Yeah.
You might be locking yourself in.
Or maybe just fit it in like down the middle here.
I just jumped in and suggested
a jog dial.
Really,
yeah. It's kind of. Yeah. Yeah, I think the jog dial, you know, just after you drew that, what if it was flat and you just spun it? That'd be great. Yeah. Yeah.
I think incorporating the logo is quite straightforward. There's lots of space for it.
That's kind of a design thing that you guys can.
Yeah. But it's also a marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. And materials, we sort of said we do plastic and rubber, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I think maybe we should try and stay away from just the big protruding rubber buttons, because that'll just be so standard.
Something
a bit more flush, yeah. Or maybe have rubber incorporated into the case as well, so that it has. And also, plastic I've seen can get really textured. So you can get plastics that actually feel soft in your hand. They feel kind of like, you get pens now and then that you think that they were rubber, but they're not. They're actually just plastic that's textured. Kind of a little bit
like.
Okay. Okay.